the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field. That ball is hit well. It's to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league home run with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr., at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Throw does over the middle.
There you go.
Joel McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7, patrolling center field like a safety should.
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side to the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by six more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocks the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0 Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time coming to you from the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. 48-hour sale through tomorrow night. Again, continues. A lot of great deals. Open till 9 o'clock tonight. 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Again, 48-hour sale right here at the Monroe Superstore. One of my favorites, 2017 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x4, $118 a month, 39-month lease. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Might be talking to the low payment king at about 5:45 tonight, not only to talk about the sale, but to talk a little sports as always. Of course, Dr. Murray Howe, Gordy's son, will be here 1 week from tonight signing autographs, 5:30 to 7:30. His book, of course, Nine Lessons I Learned from My Father. Had a chance to read a little bit this past weekend. Interesting stuff. And again, Murray Howe here next week. Come on up and see us as well. We'll touch on that through the night as well. Jim Cushlin is back at the studios tonight. Got a great show lined up for you. Urban Meyer addresses the media today down in Columbus. Nick Pedrovich was there, Toledo Blade beat writer. He was, of course, in Iowa as the Buckeyes basically just got their hat handed to them, 55-24, so we'll be talking to Nick about that and what Urban had to say today. Of course, we are an Ohio State Buckeyes network station. 5:35 tonight, live report from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Green Bay Packers tonight take on the Detroit Lions. Mike O'Hara will join us from Lambeau. He likes the Lions in that game. In fact, he picked the score. Lions 26, Green Bay Packers 13. Of course, the Lions can't run the ball. Green Bay doesn't have Aaron Rodgers. And Detroit, believe it or not, a slight favorite tonight in Green Bay. Mike O'Hara says for the third time in history, the Lions are favored in that game, and he likes the Lions again tonight to win it 26-13. But a wild, wild weekend. We mentioned the Buckeyes just getting absolutely throttled by the Hawkeyes, 55-24. That sets up a huge game. Noon next Saturday, we'll have it right here in the ticket when the Ohio State Buckeyes take on Michigan State. That'll be for the overall lead in the West Division of the Big Ten. So, again, big game coming up on Saturday. Might even put some bigger circumstances on that, well, the game, the Ohio State Buckeyes and Michigan. So a lot of things going on in the Big Ten. Again, Nick Pedrovich will join us tonight at 5:15. Michigan wins 33-10 over Minnesota there at Maryland. Michigan State wins. They beat Penn State 27-24. Last-minute field goal. Penn State at the time was number 7. The Buckeyes, of course, drop all the way down in the polls to number 11. Wisconsin is 6th. MSU 13th. Penn State now 16th. Michigan 21st. Iowa 25th. And how about Matt Campbell's Iowa State at number 24? So on the show tonight, we're talking Buckeyes. We're talking Detroit Lions. Walleye, they've now won four straight. They get a home win against the Kalamazoo Wings. They go on the road with a 3-2 win in Indianapolis over the weekend. Pistons beat the Sacramento Kings. They're now 7-3. Wings get a big win in Edmonton by a score of 4-0. Mrazek gets the shutout there. Kevin Harvick, of course, wins in Texas. Just one spot left in the NASCAR playoffs. Again, big weekend. University of Toledo Rockets back in action Wednesday night when they take on Ohio. Bowling Green plays tomorrow night. So that's it. Lions tonight. Ohio State loses. Michigan wins. Rockets just two teams now. Just two teams ahead of the University of Toledo Rockets to get into the top 25. That would be LSU and North Carolina State. So the Rockets, again, get over that hurdle of getting by Northern Illinois last week. And, again, Wednesday will take on Ohio. That game is in Athens. So a good show lined up. Quick reminder again, 1 week from tonight, right here at the Superstore, Dr. Murray Howe will be here signing the book that he has written and a book I had a chance to take a look at this weekend, 9 Lessons I Learned from My Father, Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe. Back with Nick Petrovich after this. This is Drive Time, and it's driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik.
Sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Superstore. We're in the showroom, as I told you. Michael O'Hara will join us at 5:35 tonight. Live update from Lambeau Field in Green Bay with the Lions tonight take on the Green Bay Packers. Yes, indeed, Lions are favored in that game. Lions can't run it. I'm not sure Green Bay can throw it, so we'll see what happens. Offense going to be the real key. Who can score some points in this one tonight? Big game, too. Lions dropped to 3-5. They're going to have a tough time catching the Minnesota Vikings. Green Bay Packers going into the game 4-3. They win. They're 5-3. They'd be in much better shape. Of course, the Lions win. Both those teams would be 4-4. All right, everybody, let's switch down to Columbus where Nick Petrovich will join us now. Of course, we are a member of the Ohio State Buckeyes Radio Network right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm always great hearing your voice. Thanks for taking the time. I guess first things first, what did Urban have to say today?
Very little. He had a little bit more to say than he did after the Iowa game, but it was pretty much all business after how bad it got on Saturday. He said that took a lot of questions about the defense, how you keep this year on track, whether or not J.K. Dobbins is touching the ball enough. And, you know, his answers were no for Dobbins. They're trying to figure out what's going on with the defense. And he says that he still feels that they have meaningful football ahead, even if the national championship is probably out.
No, I mean, I agree. Listen, Ohio State fans disappointed. The team disappointed. Urban Meyer disappointed. You're out of the mix for the national championship. A big game coming up, of course, on Saturday against Michigan State University for the division lead in the Big Ten. But you touch on that defense, and I think myself and a lot of people, you included, you and I touched on this. That win over Penn State, I mean, I know JT Barrett went 16 for 16. The first pass he throws against Iowa was back in his own end zone for a touchdown, breaking that string. But I just gave all the kudos, of course, not all, but a majority of the kudos to the Ohio State defense late in the game against Penn State. And thinking about some of the comments and the positive attributes that have been, you know, basically talked about with that Ohio State defense, did he explain at all what he thought happened? I mean, I was stunned by this. 55 points. Listen, I expected some inconsistencies on the offense, never on that side of the ball.
No, not at all. And especially a team like this that's got half a dozen kids that are on the defensive line that are going to play in the NFL, for a team to lose lose the line of scrimmage that consistently over the course of a ball game. I mean, this team held Saquon Barkley to -3 yards in the second half a week ago, and then suddenly is in Iowa City making Iowa look like the New England Patriots. So they lost the line of scrimmage really bad. Their linebackers were horrendous in pass coverage. Iowa's tight ends combined for 4 touchdowns. They had just a never-ending loop of mistakes, missed assignments, penalties, and bad tackling. I mean, it was just from A to Z, it was horrible for their defense.
Again, talking to Nick Petrovich on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients that you can trust. You think, I mean, here's the obvious question. You come back and you win a game like the Ohio State Buckeyes did against Penn State. I mean, the players all of a sudden think, you know what, we're going to get down. You know, listen, Ohio State first drive came back right down the field and went in rather easily, and you're thinking, you know what, this is just going to be a cakewalk here. Iowa had different plans. They had 31 points in the first half of that game, for crying out loud. Did he touch on a letdown after that emotional win at Penn State? Was that part of the equation here?
Not really, but I was really surprised. I wasn't necessarily surprised to see them, you know, get into this fight with Iowa in the first half. Even when it was 31-17 at halftime, I still thought they were probably going to win the game. What's really surprised me is that in the second half, their adjustments were just horrible. They didn't take at all. They pretty much just rolled over and got pounded. I thought they would get back in the game as poorly as they had played on defense in the first half. I thought for sure they were going to get back in the game, at very minimum. To go to Iowa and lose, that's definitely not a first for a highly ranked team, but to go there and just get blown out with the talent advantages they have, I think you really have to put a lot of this on the coaching.
No, I do too. I mean, listen, Urban Meyer's 68-8. I mean, in his 6 years with Ohio State, and as I mentioned, the Buckeyes dropped to number 11. I'm with you. I'll tell you what, I could see him going there and getting beat, but throttled like this, this is an eye-opener for the Ohio State. You know what, I think either you wrote it or Dave Briggs, or I read it someplace else that touched on this. I'm not sure where through my hockey travels over the weekend, but somebody said, you know what, they escape in a two-point conversion against Michigan State. Spot helps them out against Michigan. They've had a couple of wins over the last couple of years. Maybe the Penn State game is another example of this. You know, maybe subconsciously, you think, you know, regardless what happens, we're going to walk off the field here with a win. That's not always the case.
No, not at all. That was Dave Riggs for sure. He mentioned that. I mean, when you look at the past 12 games, there's an argument that this team could have been 6-6, and it's not so much that Ohio State should be killing everyone every week, but that's kind of the way college football works now. And I think a lot of people looked at Meyer's program at Ohio State and just always assumed that they were going to be no worse than 10-2 in a given year, no worse than 11-1, and always in that national championship picture. This is probably the closest thing that they've had to a regression to the mean in that time span. They were definitely living on the edge at the end of last year, but that team always overachieved. For a team that brought back almost all of its major players, particularly on its defensive line and four or five offensive linemen, its quarterback, to go to a mid-tier Big Ten team and just lose its entire year. You can't help but wonder.
Hey, Nick, who'd you talk to after the game, after the Iowa game? Was JT Barrett available? Did they make anybody available? What did they have to say?
They made just Meyer and then center Billy Price, and then defensive end Tyquan Lewis. No one else was made available. And then today is just Meyer's press conference. Some players will be available tomorrow.
Again, Nick Petrovich joins us, beat writer for the Toledo Blade, covers the Ohio State Buckeyes, Michigan State University, and D'Antonio coming to town. I got to tell you, he's a great coach. He knows how to win big games, no doubt about it. I'm sure they haven't touched on this yet, but it's going to be an interesting week, both in East Lansing and down in Columbus. What's your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, I don't know if there's anyone that does more with less than Mark D'Antonio, consistently getting three-star kids and battling the likes of Ohio State and Michigan. But I don't know if this is a program that you want to see in this type of week, because so little has come easily. And this rivalry has really budded out of nowhere in the past 5 years. Every one of these games has meant something. Everyone's been really close. And the two things I think they've had in common, they've all been very, very physical. And then someone's always had a chance to win in the fourth quarter. And I'd expect more of that this week. Michigan State isn't the type of team that's going to get into a shootout with anyone, but they're also not the type of team that usually gets blown out. So Ohio State definitely has its work cut out for them. And I think you learn a lot about a team at this stage of the year. I think you learn a lot about a team after a loss. So from the Ohio State perspective, you have to be interested to see how this team mentally approaches this game.
No, I mean, you just went right where I was going to go with the next question. I mean, tough loss like that, what do you see here in the next 5 days from this team, and what are you going to see on Saturday? I get the feeling, and listen, I've made no secret out of this. I'm an Ohio State fan. I'm a Lions fan. I'm a Tigers fan. Anything beyond that, I could care less, to be honest with you. But I have a feeling an Urban Meyer coach team, even though I'm laying a lot of the blame on this team not being ready against Iowa on Saturday, and laying some blame on the coaches, I don't think his staff down there is, believe me, I think this is going to be a week of sure attention from the players with Urban Meyer this week going into this one, and they better be ready, because this is a Michigan State team. They prove it year in and year out. I mean, people were writing the demise of the Michigan State Spartan program after this season, and it doesn't happen under this guy, D'Antonio.
No, not at all. They're right back in it for sure. But from Ohio State, I think you have to be interested to see, you know, how they're going to play, particularly in the first quarter. Ohio State hasn't played a game like this since 2012, when they had the bowl ban, where you knew that there wasn't going to be the national championship at the end of it. They've always, in November under Meyer, have always been playing meaningful games. And while this is meaningful for the Big Ten picture and for the college football playoff on, you know, Wisconsin's end of it, Ohio State isn't going to go to the playoff. And I think everybody knows that. I think Ohio State knows it. So what are you going to do in this game? And I think it will say a lot about this team's character, how they play against Michigan State.
Nick, how'd Ohio State come out of this? Any walking wounded or guys that'll be gone for any length of time and not play Saturday against the Spartans?
Both of the linemen who got hurt in the Iowa game, Jones and Demetrius Knox, ended up coming back to the game, so they'll be good to go. The only real question, I think, going into this week is Paris Campbell, who didn't even travel to Iowa. He's still questionable as far as we know. I don't know if he will get back into the offense after this. They took his helmet against Penn State, and he left that game after a kickoff. So he's probably the only major guy that's on the fence.
Anything I missed, anything you want to touch on? And even if you want, Nick, give us a little preview what you'll be writing on this week besides the matchup against Michigan State.
Well, I got a story coming on Friday. It's about the up-and-down year that Ohio State's had. It's what a weird dichotomy it's been, where they've looked like a national title contender one week, and then you can lose the worst game of Meyer's career the next. And about what this team is going to end up being long-term now that it's lost this game, but it still has the possibility. And then another thing coming, the Big Ten doomsday scenario here is really on the table. Now that everyone in the East has two losses and undefeated Wisconsin is going to be on that other edge, the possibility that the Big Ten gets shut out seems to get better every week.
No, it does. No doubt about it. I was looking at the standings this morning and the upcoming schedule. Good stuff, Nick. Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate you coming on. We'll be reading this week and watching, of course, on Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
Very good. Nick Petrovich, again, Toledo Blade beat writer from Columbus. He'll be there tomorrow. Was there today witnessing Urban Meyer's very subdued press conference down in Columbus. Quick reminder, 1 week from tonight, right here at the Superstore, from 5:30 to 7:30, Dr. Murray Howe will be signing books, his book, Nine Lessons I Learned from My Father, the Great Gordie Howe, right here at the Superstore next week, everybody. See you out here. We'll have him on the air. Come on up. Great deals as well. Speaking of great deals, 48-hour sale continues here at the Superstore. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Heavy-duty purchase specials as well. Used car specials, pre-owned. Just a lot of great deals going on here until closing tomorrow night. Come on up and see us. All right, everybody. TAS Electronics update right around the corner. My name is Mike Miller. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik.
The cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Glad to have you on board. This is another edition of Drive Time. Low Payment King coming up in a matter of moments. Mike O'Hara is over at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Lions play there tonight. Lions are a 2-point favorite over the Green Bay Packers. Mike is shooting a video and might have a little bit of a window here just to spend a couple of moments and set this one up tonight. Of course, we will have the game right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Mike O'Hara coming up here in just a moment. Again, Mike O'Hara now joins us between camera shoots at historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Mike, thanks for thinking of us. Thanks for taking the time. Just let me know when the camera shows up and they have your face on video for DetroitLions.com. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. In my case, it's when the camera crashed. I actually have one foot, not the frozen tundra, but the chilly tundra. It's maybe in the upper 30s, but it's not frozen. It's a perfect night for fall football.
Well, can't wait to listen here, of course, on the Ticket. And also, I'm sure I'll be able to see some of that game as well. Again, Mike O'Hara joins us from historic Lambeau Field. Read your story this week and a couple of items you touched on. No running game right now for the Detroit Lions. Aaron Rodgers is out for the Green Bay Packers. You actually picked the Lions in this one. Favored for just the third time against Green Bay. Lions are a two-point favorite in this game tonight. You got the Lions winning the game tonight in Green Bay, 26-13. I'm kind of wondering if those teams can score that many points. I mean, both teams challenged.
You know, when I hear you say that, it makes me a little nervous. Listen, I just think that the way things, the two teams are comprised right now, without Aaron Rodgers playing for the Green Bay Packers, I think the Lions are better on offense, they're better on defense, and they're better on special teams. But what they don't have going for them is that Green Bay's always been better on this field. But, look, they beat them 2 years ago in more dire circumstances than this. You know, Mike, to me the key of the game is jump out early and dictate the game. Don't let Brett Hundley, you know, hand off to Aaron Rodgers and throw what he wants to throw. Make them play your game. Make them not play their own game. And their own game would be, like I just said, let Aaron Jones run the ball. Let Brent Huntley throw the ball when he chooses to throw. Make him uncomfortable. Take control and dictate the tempo, and you'll win the game.
Mike O'Hara joins us here from a Lambeau Field with one foot on the historic gridiron there as the Lions take on the Green Bay Packers tonight. Your other story, of course, you expect Ameer Abdullah to play a bigger role going forward for the Detroit Lions. No secret, they can't run the ball. He's got to get better. Offensive line's got to get better as well. I'm sure that's going to be something to keep an eye on tonight.
I'm not necessarily predicting that he'll run more, but I'm saying he should run more. You look at his yards per carry, it's 3.7. The other tailbacks combined, I'm not talking about scrambles and end around and all that stuff, but the other running backs on the roster have got 47 carries. They've averaged 2.53 yards per attempt. Ameer is a full yard and a quarter ahead of all of those guys. If you're going to run the ball, you're going to do it with him with some other occasional, you know, plays sprinkled in. But he is your running back for better or for worse. That's your guy. And I say ride him a little bit more. Here's a little statistic, and it's kind of misleading. But when Ameer has 15 carries or more, the Lions are 3-0. When he has 14 and fewer, they're 0-4. Now, to be all honest here, two of those games he had 14 carries. So it's not exactly as a dramatic drop-off as you might think. But whatever they do in the running game goes through Ameer Abdullah.
Mr. O'Hara joins us from Green Bay. Lions tonight at the Green Bay Packers, Monday Night Football. Two words for you here, Mike. Red zone.
It's the dead zone, sort of like a Clint Eastwood movie. they were pretty good going into last week's game against Pittsburgh when they went 0-5 in the what I call the dead zone now. But, boy, now they're like in the bottom 20s. Look, you love Matt Prater to kick field goals, but you want him to kick a few field goals, not be your leading scorer week in and week out. And, you know, you can fault a lot of things. One of my fault was going for it on that 1-4th-and-2 or whatever is at the goal line. I think you should have kicked the field goal against Pittsburgh, taken the points and taken the lead. But even then, they still would have been 0-4. And I just, you've just got to find a way. You've got to execute. You've got to catch the ball when the opportunities present itself. You know, Darren Fells had a clear-cut drop in the end zone. Marvin Jones Jr. had a ball he just couldn't quite catch up to. I wouldn't call that a drop. It's a play that probably could have been converted but wasn't. And if you're not going to win games in the National Football League consistently kicking field goals. You've got to score touchdowns.
Let me know now. Be sure when Martin Scorsese shows up here so you guys can do your filming on this thing. Hey, something else that I wanted to touch on as well here. I mean, the magnitude of this game, and you touched on it as well. Detroit goes in at 3-4, Mike, and the Green Bay at 4-3. Detroit wins their both 4-4. Minnesota's starting to pull away a little bit on this thing as well. Let's make no bones about this. This is a big game tonight for both teams.
It really is, and it's not just big because of what presents itself tonight, but what do you have going forward? To me, this is as big, this is as close to can't miss as you can get in an eighth game of a season. The Lions win this, they're 4-4. They go home to play the Cleveland Browns. That makes it 5-4. They go to Chicago to play the Bears, a team they should beat. But it's a 6-4. And then you get to Thanksgiving Day with another game against the Minnesota Vikings, and you've got a chance. But if you get the 3-5, do you have a chance? Yeah, a realistic chance, a good chance. No, not realistic, and no, not good. So there's so much riding on this ball game.
Two quick ones I'll let you go. First, I saw your notes and also read in other outlets about T.J. Lang's return to Green Bay. I get a kick out of this because players always kind of downplay it. I don't believe any of that. I think a guy returns to a team where he's had success, there is always a little bit added incentive. Well aware where they're playing and where they're at. Too many phone calls from folks that you've made relationships with, and you're in there and you know where you're playing, especially a place like Lambeau. So I expect a big game tonight from TJ.
Yeah, it's not like he played 4 years and left as a free agent. He played 8 years and was and then left as a free agent. He was there for a Super Bowl. He was there for 5 division titles. He was there for 8 playoff appearances, and he was a known guy. He wasn't just a guy. He was really a foundation player on that offensive line and a good guy just like he is in Detroit. So, yeah, it would be disingenuous on anybody's part to say that this is just another road trip for T.J. Lang.
Mike O'Hara joins us, Vito's Pizza phone line, ingredients that you can trust. He writes for DetroitLions.com. Final question. And in the world of Google, my right hand is raised. I did not look this up, but I want to guess whose field goal was blocked in the 1977 in the first game that you covered for the Lions, a 10-9 Packer win. Straight on kicker, was it Wayne Walker?
No, it was not Wayne Walker. I think it was Benny Ricardo, but I'm not positive about that.
I am going to look it up when we're done.
Thanks. It might have been Steve Mickemeyer, too. I'm not sure.
Good stuff, Mike. We'll be reading tomorrow. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Mike O'Hara from, how about this, from not the frozen tundra at Lambeau Field tonight, 30 degrees, great night for football. O'Hara comes to us from Green Bay. Back with a low payment king after this timeout. This is Drive Time. 48-hour sale continues through tomorrow night. A lot of great deals. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive. Everybody saves over $10,000. Come out and see one of the great sales associates today. 48-hour sale continues through tomorrow here at the Superstore. Low payment king right around the corner. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Jim, pregame show again tonight real quick for the Lions.
That would be a 6:30 pregame time for the Lions with that 8:30 kickoff right here on the Ticket.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks a lot. Back with the low payment king after this timeout. This is Drive Time.
It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time. Well, we were down in Columbus with Nick Petrovich. He listened to a very subdued Urban Meyer today in Columbus as they got waxed by Iowa 55-24. And then, as Mike O'Hara put it himself, I have 1 foot on the gridiron at historic Lambeau tonight, where the Detroit Lions are a 2-point favorite over the Green Bay Packers. So up to date as always, topical as always here on Drive Time, coming to you tonight from the showroom where the 48-hour sale continues through tomorrow night. The low payment king himself joins us. He makes no secret, big Detroit Lion fan. Third time in 27 years, Mike O'Hara said, the Lions were favored over the Green Bay Packers. So tonight they have a chance to go in with Aaron Rodgers, of course, out of the lineup. Brett Hundley, a guy who can run it a little bit, running against a Lions team that can't run. So we're going to see what transpires.
Well, it's going to be a very exciting game tonight. Like you said, Mike, huge game. I've been to Lambeau Field a couple times. For those who have not been to Lambeau Field yet, please put it on your bucket list. It's a bucket list place to go. Literally, when you're there, you go to the Hall of Fame there. They have the hockey arena right across the street. The USHL hockey arena is right across the street. And anyway, it's fantastic. Been there for a couple games in December. Never forget them as long as I live. Still got the tickets hanging up in my wall in my office. And but it's a special place. You can, you know, you still see you can still see Vince Lombardi on the sidelines there when you're at the game.
You know, it's funny you say that because the Milwaukee Admirals years ago in the IHL used to play two off-site games a year from Milwaukee. They would go up to Green Bay and play. And I was with the Kalamazoo Wings, and it's funny this Vince Lombardi reference you just made, Ralph, because John Marks, the longtime Chicago Blackhawk and coach of the Kalamazoo Wings for a number of years, he and I became fairly close. We bus up to Green Bay to play an IHL game, Kalamazoo Wings against Milwaukee in Green Bay. John set up a great dinner that night with Stan Mikita and some of the Blackhawks in Chicago that still lived in the area. Our young team got a kick out of that. We went up to Green Bay. John put the team to bed. Of course, he and I snuck out for a couple of cold ones just to do a little planning that night. And we were walking by Lambeau Field that night. And it was a clear night about this time of the year with that moon shining on that
the full
place.
Moon this weekend, yep.
Yep, and you could almost see Vince standing there. That's how historic it was. It really was.
It is. When you're there, that's you see it. Yeah. You see so many highlights and so many things. You actually see the plays developing on the field in your head.
Yeah, I swore Bart Starr I could hear him call a couple of plays. Hey, a lot of great things going on at the Superstore. Football was great this weekend. We kind of had a recap. Hats off to the Rockets. They're only two teams away from hopping into the top 25, and hats off to them. Michigan wins. Ohio State gets absolutely throttled this weekend, and I had a kick out of Nick Petrovic, a subdued Urban Meyer today. Believe me, he's going to work, but great time of the year, a lot of great things happening.
Yeah, if you'd asked me, if you'd said a month ago that Iowa would score 55 points against Ohio State, you know, I would have bet my house against that. If you'd have told me a month ago that Michigan State would beat Penn State and Michigan and be in contention to win the Big Ten title, I would have bet my house against that. So, again, you never know in sports. I mean, these things, and you look at some of these games, the NFL and NCAA, week to week, I mean, there's a lot of inconsistencies showing up, and, I mean, anybody can beat anybody.
You know, knowing your creative sales you've had up there, I'm glad you didn't run a promotion. If Iowa scores 50 points or more in Ohio State, we're giving a half off on cars. Right. You would have got killed on that one, no doubt about it. Hey, I know we're involved in a couple of things, and I've said this a number of times, and I age myself a little bit, and I get warned about this every now and then as well, about an older guy and demographics for sports radio. Even though this weekend I saw two old guys in Canada that have the number one rated show in Canada, and they're as old as I am. But when somebody says, who's your favorite athlete, Mike, and at the top of my list is a guy that I look at every day on your big screen here at the Superstore. Number 9, Gordie Howe, was followed up by Al Kaline. I love Brooks Robinson, love Jack Nicklaus. Those guys were at the top of my list always, but Son Murray will be here Monday. Thank you for the book, by the way. The title, 9 Lessons, 9, I learned from my father in the back of that book, and we both can attest to this. Greatest player that ever played, in my opinion. More importantly, maybe one of the best people I've ever met in my life. Hats off to his son, Dr. Murray Howe from Savannah. He's going to be here next Monday.
Yeah, we're honored. We had Gordie here for an autograph signing, I think back in 2009 or 2010, and he was an absolute joy and treat with all of our customers. I still have customers coming up to me today and say that was one of the highlights of their lives was when they met Gordie Howe here at the Superstore on that Saturday afternoon, and what a treat he was and what a gentleman he was. And it was such a special day. And, of course, the day I spent at his house prepping for that and doing the interviews with them, and you played the interviews on your show, Mike. So it must have been 6 years ago because we played the interviews on your show. So it must have been 2011 that he was here then. Anyway, time flies when you're having fun. But anyway, that was one of the highlights of my life, was going to his house. And then when Gordie took me in the basement and showed me all the autographed pictures he had with him and all the movie stars and Arnold Palmer and presidents and everything else, Jack Nicklaus, and oh, just one one historic picture after another, all autographed by all these people. And I said, oh my gosh. I came upstairs, I said, asked his sons and grandsons, I said, I hope the basement's insured. So, but anyway, the whole family is are first class individuals. I have not met a Howe that is not just absolutely the nicest, kindest, most gentleman ever, right? And of course, Colleen and Gordy just did a great job with all their kids and the grandkids. They're all phenomenal. And we're just so excited to have Dr. Murray Howe here for this radio interview with Mike next Monday afternoon on Drive Time with Mike Miller, and then do the book signing afterwards. So, folks, come on out and join us. Save the date, and you won't regret it. And come on up and see us.
Yeah, 5:30 to 7:30. We'll probably have Murray on later in the week, just to remind everybody again to get up here to the Superstore. Listen, I know you're involved in you're involved in a lot, Ralph. I mean, I don't have to blow any smoke your direction. You do a lot for this community and a lot around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. But I know, without using a pun, Heart of the Badge, very close to your heart. It's a great program. Talk to some of your marketing people today. Pretty soon you're going to start hearing the commercials here daily on Drive Time as well. But tell us about it again, trying to get some younger people defray the cost of them getting involved in law enforcement.
Absolutely, Mike. So we're going to take young individuals that are getting their associate's degree in criminal justice. We're going to pay for their final step for them to go to the police academy, because, again, it's 4 months of hard work, bell to bell, ding to dong, all day to get your police academy qualifications. So they got to quit their job, whatever they're doing, and take all these classes. So we're going to help pay for that last piece of the puzzle, because we're short about 100,000 law enforcement officials in our country right now. And especially with the events of yesterday, again, we got to bring up another tragedy. Thank the Lord there was a couple of citizens there that helped stop this guy yesterday, but too bad we couldn't have stopped him sooner. But it was just such a horrific thing. We got to put more boots on the ground, people. We've got to put more boots on the ground. And this is going to help us do that, because there's people out there that want to get involved in law enforcement, just can't get over the hump. We're going to pay for that final piece of the puzzle for them to go to police academy, so they get involved in law enforcement, so we can, you know, clean up these wackos, you know, be there to stop these wackos when they do things like they did yesterday in Texas, clean up the drugs, because we know drugs lead to so much crime. So I'm just asking everybody if they could give us a little bit of help. Hey, send us a $10 check. If that's all you can give us, $10, send me $10.
And again, that's to defray the cost for the continued training and schooling for folks that want, as you say, they got to quit their jobs, and they got families. You got to have, you got to be able to not only provide for your family while you're going through this. I think it's a great idea. And again, Drive Time is going to be behind this 100%. And did I miss anything? How do they get the funds to the Superstore?
Just give us a call. You can contact us, or you can just send me a check payable to the Monroe County Community Foundation. Again, that's the Monroe County Community Foundation. And put in the memo section of your check, Heart of the Badge, whether you send us a check for $10 or $10,000. We're going to appreciate every check. And we got to put more boots on the ground. And because for all of us enjoy life, we got to be safe. First of all, we got to be safe. So anyway, thank you for all your help. Thanks for letting me talk about this.
No,
we're so excited about
anytime,
Murray Howe next week. I'm so excited about the Lions game tonight. And again, we're excited about giving away some scholarships to put some more cops on the streets, so we can keep our community safer and keep our families safe, keep our kids safe, keep your grandkids safe, Mike, and keep us safe at all these venues. We're going to a Little Caesars Arena, which I went to Saturday night, see the Pistons play. Wow, what a beautiful place. Wow.
No question about it. Ralph just mentioned the Lions. Our pregame show's at 6:30 tonight right here on ESPN 106.5. The Ticket. Thanks. That's a low payment king. Ralph Mahalik, everybody.
Go Lions.
And we will do it again tomorrow right here again from the Superstore, everybody. Again, I'd like to thank our guest, Mike O'Hara from Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Also, Nick Petrovich from Columbus. Talk to you tomorrow. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik.